Taxpayer-funded bailouts of private firms are never popular in the United States, particularly when the cost being discussed amounts to more than $2,000 in revenue for every man, woman, and child in the country. But Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson appeared repeatedly on U.S. television Sunday with a simple message: failure to act will bring economic catastrophe. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Paulson said the plan's ultimate cost will likely be less than the initial outlay of funds.
This is a program where the government would buy illiquid assets, hold those assets, and sell those assets, and the funds would come back into the Treasury. And the cost will be determined by how quickly the economy recovers and how quickly housing prices stabilize. I don't like the fact that we have to do this. I hate the fact that we have to do it, but it's better than the alternative.
In recent weeks, Americans have watched with dismay as many of the country's largest, best-known financial firms have failed, been bought out, or been taken over by the U.S. government. The crisis stems from millions of mortgages given in recent years to homebuyers with poor credit or unstable finances. The result has been a tidal wave of foreclosures that have incurred massive losses on financial institutions and some insurance firms. Economists fear the current situation will effectively shut down the availability of credit in the country, strangle economic growth, and put at risk the finances of people across the nation. Last week, President Bush proposed a solution that is without precedent in America's financial history: the creation of a massive government fund to purchase bad debt and eventually sell off the assets involved. The question now is, what will Congress do weeks before a general election? Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd, who heads the Senate Banking Committee, spoke on ABC's This Week program.
People have a lot of ideas on what they think ought to be in or not in this package. We need to give the Secretary the authority to work. These are complex issues. I don't think we ought to micromanage that part of it. I happen to believe very strongly that the cause of this issue is still the bad lending practices. The foreclosure issue still lurks.
Some Democrats have suggested expanding the package to include benefits for homeowners and others facing economic struggles. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer expressed strong support for broader initiatives, but said they may be addressed in legislation that is separate from the Bush administration's proposed financial bailout.
Many of us believe we need a stimulus package, but it doesn't necessarily have to be part of the bailout.
But some Republicans in Congress are warning against trying to do too much for too many rather than focusing on the immediate crisis at hand. Representative John Boehner spoke on This Week.
It's about protecting our economy, protecting Americans' jobs. This is not a time for ideological purity. We face a crisis. And if we don't act, and we don't act quickly, we're going to jeopardize our economy.
After several days of steep losses, the U.S. stock market rallied sharply Thursday and Friday as initial reports of the bailout package surfaced. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.